today, Gilbert W. Scott Jr. So, our first question, Gilbert, is how old were you when you went to serve?
I was 17.
17. What were you doing before you went to serve?
I was going to high school.
High school? What was that?
A Flandre Indian School, South Dakota.
And you were what, a junior or senior?
I was junior.
Yeah. What service did you join?
I joined the United States Marine Corps.
Yes, I see. Okay. Where did you join at?
I joined in Billings.
Oh, okay.
March
14th, 1954. Okay. Where'd they take you?
We went to Butte for physicals.
Processing
and everything. And then from there we went to San Diego.
They fly you to San Diego?
No, we went on a train.
Oh, train. Yeah.
First class.
Okay. How long did it take you?
It took us 3 days.
Yeah. Okay. Alright. When you got to San Diego, is that where you had boot training?
That's where we went through boot training. It was 8 weeks.
Boot camp, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it seemed like it.
What did you do in the boot train?
We did everything from marching to guns, and then we went to we had to march from San Diego to Camp Matthews and do our rifle training there.
Camp Matthews?
Yeah, Camp Matthews.
How far is that?
That's about 12 miles from San Diego.
Okay, 12 miles. Inland.
Yeah. And that's where we qualified in firing range.
What did you qualify with?
I qualified as a marksman.
With what?
M1.
M1. On anything else? Just the M1?
No, just M1.
Okay, and then you graduated.
No, I didn't. No, I qualified on the flamethrower, too.
Oh,
that's right.
Okay. Yeah. In basic?
Yeah. Oh, okay. And what the heck did they call that? Not machine gun, but...
B.A.R.?
Yeah, B.A.R. Yeah, I qualified with that, too.
So that was a weapon. Heavy?
Oh, it was heavy.
Okay. You were a marksman in all of them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you graduated from boot training?
Graduated from there and went to Camp Pendleton.
Okay, then Camp Pendleton.
Yeah.
Where's Camp Pendleton?
California.
Okay. How far is that from San Diego?
Oh, that's about 45, 50 miles. And we went through training there for desert training. Yeah. Put us out in, we went through that for 8 weeks. No, not even 8 weeks. See, yeah, about 8 weeks. And then they put us out in the field by ourselves. Survival training on the desert for 3 days with one canteen of water. No water or food.
One canteen and no food, huh?
Yeah, no water. They gave us water tablets. If we found any water, we could distill it to the crap like that. And then from there, we were given a 92-hour pass. And then we got back to base, checked in, they told us pack our gear. We thought we were shipping out to a new location. 4 o'clock in the morning, boarded us on trucks, convoy, went to San Diego, boarded ships, not knowing where we was going. And I was on USS Reynolds, troop ship.
That was a Navy ship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
From there, we went out and joined the convoy headed for Korea, Japan.
Far East.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not too sure, but they said there were something like 36, 38 ships in all. That was with destroyers, submarines.
And everything.
Mm-hmm. And on our ship we had CBs, which we dropped off, transferred to another ship, and went to one of the islands on Japan. And found out later that I was supposed to go to, made a mistake on my orders. And they shipped me on another ship, and I ended up in Japan. But I was attached to the 1st Marine Division.
In Japan, huh?
Yeah.
What base were you at in Japan, remember?
Well, after I got to Japan, found out it was the 3rd Marine Division there. 1st was in Korea. I was attached to 9th Marines, 3rd Marine Division.
9th Marines?
Yeah, 3rd Regiment. 9th Marine, 3rd Marine Division.
3rd Marine Division.
And the first place I was at was Otsu, Japan.
Otsu, how do you spell it?
O-T-S-O.
Otsu,
mm-hmm.
Japan. Where was that?
That's on, Kaishu? It'd be...
Oh, Hokkaido.
East. No, it's on the mainland.
Oh, Kaishu.
It's about 150 miles east of Tokyo. And then we went through cold weather training in Mount Fuji that same year.
Cold weather training in Mount Fuji.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good old Mount Fuji.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then that spring, the division moved from Japan to Okinawa.
Okay, spring of 55.
Yeah.
To Okinawa.
Mm-hmm.
You were sent to Okinawa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then I was there until December of that year.
Where were you based at, Okinawa?
Oh, gosh. That was, we were next to Kadena Air Force Base, and I can't remember.
It was a camp, not really camp.
No.
173rd was at Camp Cooley, but I can't remember where the camp was.
No. That's
Fort Booker.
It's just right about 5 miles from Kadena Air Force Base.
Near Kadena, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then you went, how long were you on Okinawa?
I was there from the spring until December.
55?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then we landed in San Francisco.
They send you by ship?
Yeah, ship. I was on the USS Black.
Ship, USS Black.
And while I was on ship, we brought 36 prisoners back, and I was one of the guards.
Returning 36 prisoners?
Mm-hmm.
Americans?
Americans. Those boys were all big time, 5 years and more.
Ooh.
One got death penalty.
Fired them,
huh? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you got to San Francisco, then what?
And then I went on 30-day leave.
Mm, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I reported back to Hawthorne, Nevada.
Hawthorne?
Yeah, Nevada. It used to be a naval air station, ammunition depot.
Yeah, I think it still is.
Mm-hmm. No, it's civilian now.
Is it?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
And I was there for a year. In 2 months. Yeah, I went in as a MP and transferred over as a barber. I was a camp barber there for the remainder of my time.
Oh, at Hawthorne?
Yeah, and plus I was also the slop shoot bartender, so I had two positions.
You were assigned as MP and then
transferred,
barber?
Yeah.
Camp barber?
Yeah, camp barber. And I took care of their slop shoot in the restaurant.
Slop shoot?
Yeah, or bar.
When you were in Okinawa, then you were a rifleman?
Yeah, I was a rifleman.
But when you got to this place, you were an MP, huh?
Yeah, but I still had to qualify every year on rifles, and that year I qualified as an expert.
Oh.
and they were taking all experts and sending them to Camp Pendleton for extensive training and qualifications. If they'd have qualified there, then they went to Camp Lejeune, mm-hmm. and from there to the Olympics. But I was getting out early, so they didn't let me go.
They forgot you.
Yeah, forgot me.
All
right. Well, then I was discharged March 13th, 1957.
Discharged March 13th?
Mm-hmm.
1957. Okay. From the Marines.
Mm-hmm.
So what rank were you when you were discharged?
I was private.
PSC.
Yep.
All right. You were telling me about when the MPs hassled you when you came back?
Yeah, I was. We just got back from overseas, and
that was when you went to Hawthorne?
No, before we went, right after we got off ship, and we were at Staging Regiment in San Francisco.
Staging Regiment?
Yeah, and that was at Treasure Island.
Well, yeah, TI, yeah.
And they gave us leave, and a bunch of us went down and went to DSO, and then we come out, and we walking down the street, and we got hassled by MPs for having Ike jackets on and Korean ribbons, which they gave us. They were more concerned about the Ike jackets because these boys belonged to the 2nd Division.
Ike jackets.
Yeah. Then when I got to Hawthorne, Nevada, they stripped.
These were 2nd Division MPs?
Mm-hmm. And when we got back to Staging Regiment about a week, couple days later, we were there for 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
A couple days later, they said they stripped us of all our ribbons. We weren't allowed to wear them.
Give you a reason for that?
Nope, they never gave us a reason. They just told everybody they couldn't wear them or our Ike jackets, so.
So you had to wear the strict wearing
uniform.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then what did you do after you got out of the Marines?
I got discharged. I went to work for the Bureau.
Okay.
Bureau of Indian Affairs.
Okay, BIA.
Mm-hmm.
Where was that at?
Here in Crow.
Crow. Okay. How long were you there?